USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Virginia jury has found in favor of Johnny Depp in his defamation trial against ex-wife Amber Heard. Depp sued Heard for $50 million over an op-ed piece she wrote in the Washington Post about domestic violence. The Pirates of the Caribbean star claimed the article hurt his career and caused him to lose roles in films. President Biden claims his administration is working as quickly and aggressively as possible to resolve the national shortage of baby formula.
I have directed my administration to use every tool available to increase the supply, get more formula on shelves as quickly as possible, working with manufacturers to reopen factories that have closed and ramp up production quickly.
The president also admitting he first learned about the baby formula shortage in April, although the administration said they've been working on the issue since February. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver. For the first time ever in history, coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan silver dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan Silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The chief of the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District is refuting claims that he's not in contact with the Texas Department of Public Safety. DPS saying on Tuesday that Pete Arredondo, who is also a Uvalde City Council member, refuses to be interviewed regarding last week's killing of 19 Robb Elementary students and two teachers by a gunman. CNN had a chance to catch up with Arredondo.
And just so everybody knows, we've been in contact with DPS every day, just so you all know.
They say that you're not cooperating.
I've been on the phone with them every day.
They're not cooperating.
Just so you know, we've been talking to them every day.
A new survey conducted by BMO and Ipsos found that 25% of Americans are delaying retirement plans because Americans are putting away less in their savings accounts to cover other rising costs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Speaking at the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris is addressing how the Biden administration is handling water security. The Vice President saying the start of the summer is weeks away, and yet many areas are already experiencing droughts.
As our planet warms and weather patterns change, extreme drought is becoming increasingly common. At this moment, about 90 million Americans are living under drought conditions.
She says more people are understanding the need for water security. Vice President Harris says it drives up prices and contributes to wildfires. She adds the bipartisan infrastructure law will increase water storage projects. One company is giving its executives an ultimatum when it comes to working from home versus working in the office.
Tesla employees should pretend to work somewhere else if they're not willing to return to their offices. That was a tweet by CEO Elon Musk on Wednesday. He went on to say in a leaked memo obtained by Bloomberg, anyone who wishes to do remote work must be in the office a minimum, and I mean minimum, of 40 hours per week or depart Tesla. That's a far cry from Twitter's policy right now, which is optional. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And finally, the Powerball jackpot in Wednesday night's drawing is $168 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.